This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up at 7:20, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, including, I believe, what the Wu Sox manager said for those that were mocking Roman Anthony and his laundry cart. So that is coming up in just a little bit. We are going to play the best Hill Notes back at 9:20 this morning, and a reminder that every day you can leave a voice note on the Odyssey app on any topic. Try to get creative and hear your voice on this show every morning at 9:20. And if you have yet to download the Odyssey app, it is another way that you can listen to this show. Quick Odyssey app appreciation for the guys at RA Movers who moved me over the weekend, and they all listened to the radio program. Like, out of the blue, they were like, we listen to the show. So,
all right, all right.
I think they're in Randolph, and I want to thank those guys. Great job, you know, moving the bed. Nobody has acknowledged the news yesterday on the new television, so
it looks great.
I did. I give you a shout out on
okay
on IG.
I would guess that there would be no further ridicule on this radio program on the size of my, or lack thereof, of my television.
Ken acknowledged it in the group message and said Greg needed to pay somebody to talk about his TV. So
that's not what happened. Well, I don't appreciate Ken weighing in like that, but. What?
I also have an appreciation for a listener. I met Scott yesterday in the Seaport. I was bringing Harry to get his, he was getting groomed yesterday. And I was saying, come on, Harry, let's go. And this man said, is this Harry? I said, yes. He said, are you Courtney? I said, yes. He said, I'm listening on the app right now. He had his earbuds in.
Right. As you saw him.
Yes.
Isn't that the most amazing thing that technology has afforded us that opportunity to do?
Yes. So thanks to Scott. I'm sorry that Harry jumped on you. I know bad manners.
He doesn't like the way you break them. You have trained your dog.
Yeah, you gotta learn how to train him.
I wanted to give him a hug. He said, thank you for listening to my mom.
That looks good, though, Greg. I like it.
Yeah.
That's why I reposted so fresh and so clean.
Yeah.
Because it was two TVs you put up, right?
Yeah. I mean, the other one is the same one that I had.
So right, but...
no increase in size there. But right. I feel
unfortunately for Lindsay.
but didn't they say it was the correct size for that wall?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were like, they said it was too big, actually. But I was like,
you got a nickel every time you heard that.
Size doesn't really
matter. I like the mount that they use. That's a good mount where you can pull out, you could turn it left or right. You know, if the sun is a little bit, you can kind of get it away from the sun a little bit.
Well, I'm just sitting in there watching sports all day.
Right.
That's what I
do. I want no Netflix on this puppy dog. Yeah.
Sports.
Just grinding away nine innings.
Yeah. And then I like the moving thing. We talked about it last week. It is such a giant cluster F. You don't know where anything is. It takes weeks to get everything set up and put in the spot. You have today The closet people are coming to do the closet.
Relatable. Relatable.
What do you mean relatable? It's relatable.
Getting a built out closet is a big expense.
Did you buy this place?
I don't reveal my own personal things.
Okay. So if you didn't buy it, how are you putting in a closet?
You can put anything you want in.
As long as when you leave, you take it out.
Right.
That's expensive for a temporary closet.
I mean,
I like the closet.
We have a California closet, and it has really enhanced our value.
You don't want to be the richest person in the nursing home. I think I've told you that before.
With all due respect, Greg, I don't think you're going to get there, and I think you're going to live it up.
Just spend it. You'll make more. Just spend it.
I mean, I think it's a great idea because you guys will be able to optimize your space, which is important for you and Lindsay.
And it keeps you more
organized. Are you saying that Greg is
organized and cleanly with this? So good job on
We've seen Greg's old closets.
Closets.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm constantly accused by her and by Brees of being a hoarder, which I am not a hoarder. I just keep things that have value to me, sentimental value.
I have a question from a concerned person. Is this closet in the new apartment big enough for you to get lost in it?
No. I'm not at that age yet, Curtis.
I have some app unappreciation?
Yes.
For the jack wagon that sends the picture in my happy place to Wiggy last night as I'm going around Castle Island.
Yeah. Which I was surprised. I had to look at it a few times to make sure it was you. I thought you were just a walker. Now you're running?
I'm running a bit, yeah.
Look at you getting after it with the jogs.
Wow.
Yeah, I got video of him running. You know, he's got to get a little bit more air to hip on the stride, but, you know, he's out there getting it.
Those aren't running sneakers either.
Yeah. Yes, they are. They're
really?
Nikes.
I thought they were like Nikes.
Aren't Nikes running sneakers?
Yeah, but not that style.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
I don't have a bunch of different shoes.
No, I just worry about your knees and hips. Oh. I would just.
Well, thank you, Courtney.
I guess
he was running away after yelling at a small child that Bill Belichick sucks. That's what happened.
Streets are always watching, Curtis.
Yep.
That's what you gotta
do. Did you get the video to Mitch?
I have the video. Would you like me to send it?
What happened? I'm sorry. Somebody caught Curtis jogging and then sent Wiggy a video.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get that up later. All right. We have leads left, and then we'll get to They Said It at 7:20. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So I am reading a story. It's currently the most popular story at bostonglobe.com about plans that have been set into action to build Fenway Sports Group, building a new office building behind the Green Monster on Lansdowne. It's called 55 Lansdowne. It's $1.6 billion, part of this master plan of a 250,000 square foot office building. They're going to move the Red Sox offices from Fenway Park to this new building as well as other space. One downside from many parts of the stadium and park.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Parts around Fenway Park, Sitco sign will be unable to be seen. It will be obstructed by this new building. One of the real landmark signs of being in Fenway Park is the Sitco sign.
Yeah.
And one very sort of underreported story is that John Henry has purchased basically all of Fenway Park and Kenmore Square. Like, that entire area is going to be Fenway related. And I just found this to be, I don't know, kind of a disingenuous part of the story in a newspaper owned by John Henry. And it notes, for decades, the Red Sox and Fenway Sports Group have based their operations within ancient Fenway Park itself, along with rented space on Brookline Ave. Now, could you tell me any other time in which the Boston Red Sox and this ownership group have referred to Fenway Park as, quote, ancient?
No.
They never talk about its age as a negative, in a negative light. Now, all of a sudden, they're looking to move their offices into a brand new facility across the street.
Yeah.
And they refer to the ballpark as ancient.
What's going to happen to the Cask and Flagon? Is that going to still be there, or will that legendary place be gone as a part of this?
They'll probably do the shops on the bottom, I would imagine. You know, like a lot of these office buildings do, like retail restaurant shops on the bottom.
They can't get rid of that, though. I don't like that would be.
It's going to be developed in what's currently between the Green Monster and the Mass Pike, and then between the Cask and Flagon and House of Blues.
Okay. I mean, we already lost the baseball tavern. Right. We can't lose the Cask and Flagon. But I know the Sitco sign, it's not important, I don't think, to people who actually live here. Is it important to tourists when they come
and go
to a ball game? Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been associated, though, with Fenway Park for 100 years or whatever.
Maybe they just throw it on the top of the new building.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They can always.
Well, they could AI it.
Yeah, they can move it somewhere else.
I think it's important.
Hologram.
Hologram it.
I think it's important for people, yeah.
Do you?
Why?
The last time that there was going to be something that obstructed the view or they were going to tear it down, there was petitions everywhere. Like, people really care
that,
about
though?
This. It didn't go through.
No, but what was the thing they were going to tear down?
The Sitco sign.
Oh, the Sitco sign.
They call it a landmark.
No,
but, yeah, I mean, it's whatever. I mean, I get it. It's like when you see that, you know Fenway's right around it. I'd like to see improvements on the stadium. My younger son had a great idea. Between above the Green Monster seats, there's like these two giant stanchions.
Yeah.
He said they should put a massive Patriots-style jumbotron, like high up.
Up there?
Yeah, like that would be between there. So like, because
The jumbotron in center field is pretty big.
Yeah, but I feel like a nice massive one. It would almost be like you know almost the size of the Green Monster, and you could like see it from every angle. You could do so much stuff with
it. What if they put good baseball teams on that while the Red Sox are in last place?
Yeah.
So Curtis, let's get to the meat of your lead.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting that because they are willing to call it ancient, they would like to have a new ballpark?
No, I'm saying that they're looking to get this approved by the city zoners and all the other people, so they refer to their office as being ancient while trying to tell you that Fenway Park is state-of-the-art. They're trying to have it both ways. And it's just somewhat frustrating as a fan of the team, which is another example of them taking money from their fans and building an office place as opposed to investing in the roster and spending on the team. I'm not a big fan of the decision. Also, Sitco sign is like, is anything sacred? Like, if I'm in Fenway Park, I want to see the Sitco sign.
Okay. Thank you, Curtis. Yep. Lead from Courtney, lead from Wiggy, and my lead coming up. And my lead is Alex Cora finally, maybe, accepting some responsibility for the dismal shape that this baseball team is in. So that is coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.